Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson. You are Urban Buzz Magazine at urbanbuzzmag.com, and I have Tamara Hill on the line with me, and she has a new project coming out called Secret Between Us. Before I get to that, she's no stranger to film. I just want her to introduce herself to you, let her share her skills, because she's gifted and talented. So, Tamara, say hello to the
people. Hello. Thank you for having me, Urban Buzz Magazine. I really appreciate it. Love being here, talking to you today. And just a little bit about me. Born in Columbus, Ohio. Raised in San Diego, California. I got my start in entertainment in the gospel music sector.
With the
record label called King David Records. And from there, I went on to writing and producing stage plays. So I did that for quite some time, from like 2006 to 2014, just touring plays on the West Coast. And one day, a producer from Los Angeles approached me and asked me, had I written any screenplays? And I had. The Lord had given me a screenplay based on a play that I did called I Never Heard My Father Speak.
Mm-hmm.
And that went on to be adapted to a film called Never Heard, starring David Banner, Robin Givens, and Romeo. So that's kind of how I got my start in filmmaking. Being on that set, it just really ignited something in me to want to direct as well and also to produce. So did my first film in 2019 called The Matchmaker, and I've done several films since then. So that's how we arrived to The Secret Between Us.
Oh, wow. Now, when you were doing the plays, you were acting in the plays, or you were producing the plays as
well? One play I did called My Sister's Keeper. And My Sister's Keeper centered around the story of HIV, AIDS in the African-American community, especially as a high number for Black African-Americans. So I felt compelled to play the lead role in that film because I wrote it, I understood it, you know, and the passion and the drive behind that character. So I decided to actually be in the lead role for that one. But I haven't done anything since then and haven't desired to do any acting since then. But it is something that I can do and do well.
Okay. Now, how did you get the bug for entertainment, writing, acting, producing, directing? How is that introduced to you?
Yeah, as I was saying before, when I was approached for the first screenplay that I wrote for Never Heard, I was on set and I saw all the inner workings of how films are made, and I just fell in love with process.
Okay.
And while on set, you know, I was like, ooh, I would do that differently. I probably would do that differently, you know. And so, you know, I just began to research that, and I had a mentor. His name is David Talbert.
Oh, okay.
He mentored me in the areas of directing. And from there, you know, I just said, hey, I'm just going to step out on faith and do my own film, and that's The Matchmaker, which I did in 2019. I got my friends together and people to come in and do me some favors. And,
right.
And we got together and we shot that film in 8 days. And
wow.
Even then, it became very clear to me that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is my purpose and what God has called me to do.
Well, definitely. I was getting ready to ask you, how long does it take you to shoot your films? You're like, 8 days. I'm like, well, okay. Okay.
Well, I don't recommend that.
Oh, okay.
That's the budget level that we had at that time. You know, I called in some favors. So,
right.
You know, that is the budget level, and that's what it allowed us was 8 days to shoot it.
Okay.
So if you watch it, you probably can tell we did it in 8 days. But, yeah.
Okay. Well, I did watch it. I absolutely enjoyed it, because the thing that I really enjoyed was the dynamics between the two men. Now, I'm going to suggest everybody go watch it, but I love the way that the professional sports guy, I would have thought he would be more like his best friend, but I like the fact that he wasn't. And I'll leave it at that, because y'all got to go watch it. Now, Never Heard That is a one, as we say, one of those cult classics. That and Canal Street. I don't know if you ever saw Canal Street.
I did. I know one of the executive producers for that film.
Let me tell you something, and I'm glad I'm speaking to you, because Canal Street and Never Heard needs awards. So whoever listening, they need awards. So underrated. I mean, excellent talent. You guys just did your thing, but if you have to see, I mean, you had Candy in there.
Mm-hmm.
What's the her son?
David Banner. David Romeo, Banner.
Yes.
Masterpiece.
Yes. Run it off. Right. excellent. Because I remember, I think I caught it just coming on, and I was like, Candy in here playing a crackhead, you know? And I was like, who got her to do that? And just a great film. Salute to you. A great film.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Based on the two we just talked about, I can only imagine what The Secret Between Us is about. But how did you get Michael J. White to play the lead?
The script. He really liked the script. As I was writing it, it's the craziest thing. As I was writing it, I kept thinking about him, you know, playing the role. So I literally start writing this role specifically for him.
Wow.
Not even knowing that he is someone that was attainable at the moment. But
mm-hmm.
I did go ahead and write that by faith. And when I finished, I reached out to his management.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a no-go through his management. And I was a little depressed that night when I went to bed. But when I woke up that morning, the Lord spoke to me. He said, if you get the script in his hands, he'll do it. And my husband, he was in there getting ready for work, brushing his teeth. I said, hey, babe, I said, the Lord said, if I get the script in Michael's hands, he'll do it. And he said, well, get the script in his hands. And you know what you got to do.
Right.
And so I called an actor friend of mine who knew Mike. And Mike remembered me from, he read the script, Never Heard, and he wanted to do the film, but him and the producer couldn't see eye to eye. But he remembered that the script was good.
Mm.
So he was like, have her, you know, give her my email and have her send over the script. I'll read it. And I sent over the script immediately. Man, he called me the very next day and he said, we got ourselves a classic here.
Wow.
And I was like, wow. I was like, God, you are so amazing.
Yes, he is.
And, you know, he was very instrumental in even bringing in more funding and, you know, some of the other cast that you see in this beautiful film.
Yeah, you got Lisa and Karen in there. Like, what?
Yeah. I have Michael Jai White, Lisa Arundel. Let me just go ahead and say who's in there.
That's
just
right.
In case people don't know. Yeah, Victoria Rawell, Karen Abercrombie from
We
the
Love
Warhol.
Her.
Everybody know about Warhol.
Mm-hmm.
And a newcomers that I'm very proud of, Trey Ryan, Destiny Monet, Denzel Dandridge. He's a Tubi star. A lot of people know him from Tubi. I had no idea this guy was a Tubi star until we started promoting. Everybody was like, hey, I know him from Tubi. So he's a Tubi star. And last but not least, Reggie Corley and also Dominique Wilson. So, yeah, I'm really proud of this cast and the energy that they brought to the screen is just absolutely amazing. Just real quick, the story centers around a family, you know, who's seemingly perfect. You know, Jack, he's portrayed as a good father, a good husband, you know, to his wife,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it seems,
right.
you know, until, you know, there's a knock at the door from an uninvited guest. The guest is his son from a long ago affair with a co-worker. And Jack, he kept his child a secret from his wife and, you know, for reasons we'll unveil later.
Right.
Yeah. In the meantime, his life just unraveled. It was just in shambles, which, you know, forces
right.
him to, like, really face his betrayal of his family, including, you know, his son, you know. And, you know, the film just takes us on that emotional journey of acceptance and forgiveness and redemption. So it's a heartfelt, wonderful film that delves into some really serious family issues and matters and complexities of human relationships. And I think everybody is really going to enjoy it. It's a film that our community especially needs to see. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many families don't have secrets?
Right.
And don't Facts. Have things that they have not talked about and addressed. Yeah. You know, this is going to help families, find a blueprint, you know, to doing that, to coming together, being truthful and forgiving and finding redemption.
I love it. I love it. Each film just demonstrates different visions and styles. How do you go about your creating process?
You know what? I often laugh about that because stories sometimes live in my head for up to 2 years. Without me even writing it. Mm-hmm. And I think it stems back to my childhood. You know, I did a lot of pretending, you know, even when I was a child, you know, I'd be in my room by myself because I'm the youngest of four children.
It's oh,
8
okay.
years between me and my sister. So I spent a lot of time by myself. And I used to pretend and make up characters and in my head, you know. And
right.
they often say, the things that you do as a child are the things that you'll probably end up doing in your adult and walking in purpose in that. So little did I know then that I was exercising my purpose.
Right.
And the process for that is usually, you know, from life experiences, looking at what's going on mm-hmm. around me. You know, mm-hmm. some of these things in this film I've experienced myself.
Okay.
You know, so that really stems from that and just life experiences. And, you know, I'm a people watcher, you know, mm-hmm. and I look at things probably a whole lot differently than what other people, you know, I'm looking for a story. I'm looking to tell, you know, a
right.
story that would resonate, you know, with people. So that's usually how it starts, is in my head. And then I'll go outline it and then I'll put it, you know, in format for a screenplay, and it comes out to be a beautiful story. And, you know, a lot of times I feel the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. while writing, you know, some
right.
of my scripts. I literally feel the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, you know, on me.
Right.
So I often pray and ask God, you know, what stories do you want me to tell? What stories do you want me to put out into the world? You know, because these stories matter. They matter, you know, they
right.
shape us, you
yeah.
know. So, yeah, that's literally my process, and that's my first love. I enjoy writing more so than anything. If
oh,
I
okay.
had to choose between writing, directing, and producing, it would be writing all
oh,
day
okay.
long. I would do that, yeah.
Okay. So how have you grown through each film? You're saying the first one, did you try to get it picked up, or you just was like, I'm doing it independently, period?
I made up in my mind that I was going to do it independently. You know, I knew that it was one of my first works, so it wasn't everything that I wanted it to be because,
mm-hmm.
you know, budget sometimes will hinder you from really
right.
Going to the levels that you want to go to. So every film I have gone to a different level,
okay.
you know, in my education of film and, you know, my process, and the budgets get bigger
mm-hmm.
and the cast members get more famous
right, right.
as I go up. So, you know, that's been my journey, you know, to try to level up each time I do a film. And and I have another film that's coming out too that I'm looking forward to everyone seeing. It's called The Soulmate Experiment. That has
mm-hmm.
David Banner, Erica Peoples, Brad James, and Teresa Celeste in that one, Coco Brown.
Oh, okay.
In that one. So I'm looking forward to everybody seeing that. We're in post-production for that right now, so I don't have any information for that one
right
now when that's coming out, but just be on the lookout for The Soulmate Experiment as well. But I'm really excited about The Secret Between Us in theaters, exclusively in AMC theaters on April the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm telling you a little secret, though.
Come on.
You can see it on April the 2nd. AMC has opened up one showing on Thursday night if you just can't wait.
Right.
And you can go see it then. But we actually officially open on April the 3rd. And if it's not in your city, call them and bug them until they do bring the film to your city. But we're in a lot of theaters across the nation. So just go to amctheaters.com and plug in your zip code and it will tell you the nearest theater.
I love it. I love it. Now, how do you connect with the characters? Like you said, when you were writing the script, you thought about Michael. Does that often happen? Or how do you go about thinking, like, this person may be good? Or do you just do an open casting call?
For this particular script, we didn't really we didn't hire a casting agent for this particular script. And this is the first time, actually, that that's ever happened where someone, you know, came to mind. And right. I believe that was just a divine experience, you know, mm-hmm. with The Secret Between Us. You know, Michael was supposed to play this part.
Right.
And, you know, that was made clear to me even as things began to evolve with the project. You know, the things that he was able to bring to the project to make the project better.
Right.
You know, I was like, you know, God, you really are putting things into place. And even now, it is all coming together rather well because of the choices made of the people that were brought on to the project. But no, that's not something that I normally do. We normally hire a casting agent mm-hmm. and let them, but we actually handpicked everybody that's in this film. You know, I received some self-tapes and audition tapes, and we chose them ourselves.
Wow, that's big. That's major. So outside of family stories and drama, are you expanding like psycho thrillers? Do you have other ideas in your mind, or this is your niche?
No, I have other ideas in my mind as well. I've written several scripts that are just kind of like sitting and waiting. And you know, as I stated before, I always ask God, you know, which one do you want me to release next?
Oh, okay.
You know, what does the world need now?
Right.
You know, so I do. I have thrillers. I have comedies. I have romance. Don't have any horrors or anything like that.
Okay.
You know, but yeah, faith-based, you know.
Right.
And secular.
Right. Yeah, no, I hear you. Man, Tamara, I'm excited. I'm excited for your new movie. I'm excited for the things we're about to see from you. We will be on the lookout for the Soulmate Experience. Make sure you just come on back if you feel it to allow us to share in that moment and again be one of your media partners. And as we always say, you know, once a key player, always a key player. Tell the people how they can connect with you and how to purchase the tickets.
Sure. You can connect with me on Instagram, on TikTok, at Tamara Hill Writes. And also, you can buy your tickets right now. They're on sale on amctheaters.com. Plug in your zip code. It'll bring up the nearest theater. If you don't see it in your city, bug them. Tell them to bring The Secret Between Us to your city.
Yeah, no, and that's key. I get so frustrated that we gotta pull teeth for y'all to come out to support the film. Now, I'm not gonna get too political, but we don't wanna have to pull your teeth. We just ask you politely and nicely, can you please support the film? Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah, all these weekends are very important to film.
Let them know. Let them know.
That determines whether or not they stay in there.
Right.
In the theater. So opening weekend, we need everybody to come out. We need everybody to support, you know, get into the movie theaters again. Don't wait for it to come to streaming, you know.
Right.
I want you guys to experience this in the theaters. There's nothing like experiencing a good film in the theater, eating some popcorn and drinking your favorite drink. So, you know, come out, support this all black cast and black female director.
Yeah.
Come out and support that. You know, it's more than $15. You know, you go spend that on Starbucks.
That's true.
Come out.
It's not even Starbucks no more. McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
I took my niece to McDonald's.
You know, we don't see.
And was like, girl,
we don't
I'm going
see that
home
many
to
black
cook.
Films anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the God's honest truth.
We don't see many black films anymore in the theater. So we need to see more of that.
Right.
So if you come out and you support this, you'll see more of that because Hollywood says that we have a narrow audience when it comes to our movies being in the movies. We want to prove them wrong.
That's right.
And start seeing more of us in the theaters as well. Big blockbusters, like, you know, Ryan Coogler shouldn't be the only one.
Right.
You know, it should be many, many, many more Ryan Coogler in the theater.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, same thing, you know, it's years, you know, we're seeing the work. It's not like he just popped out there. We're just seeing the tenacity and the knocking on the doors and the, you know, come on, come on, come on, and, you know, just getting the help. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate that we have to go through all of that. Just come out and see the film. Jeez. You know what I'm saying? A matter of fact, whoever is listening to this right now, right? Whoever is listening to this right now, if you email keyplayers99@gmail.com and I'll put it in the post, I'll buy you two tickets.
Wow. All right. That's awesome.
That's because I want to support my sister in Christ. And I want to just support her film. And many of y'all already know, just didn't get there yet, but I went to NYU for film, and I don't know how I got into radio and publication, but I'm coming. Or invite me, Tamara. I'll come help you. I'll be your personal assistant, you know, on the next project, you know. But yeah, we have to support and make sure we get out there and tell them why. Because I mean, you said why, but what's the difference between actually getting a film on, from your perspective, and going straight to streaming? What's the difference?
There's a whole lot of difference between that. Streaming is a whole lot easier to just throw it on streaming and leave it there to either live or die.
Okay.
You know, but with the movie theaters, it's hard work. You know, you have all of these cities across the nation, you know, that you have to market, and you have to get the community involved, you know, in what it is that you're trying to do. That's the key, is getting the community involved and showing the, you know, importance of the film and how important it is to our community and to how important it is to support, you know, Black films and independent films at that.
Right.
So it's a little bit more of a stretch, and it's a faith walk for sure, you know, but I believe in my community. I believe that they're going to support. They're going to come out and see this film. So, yeah.
Do you think more Black women are having access
to theaters or just film
to theater
in
and
general,
film, to getting their films in theater?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know even if that is something that Black women filmmakers are even aspiring to do. A lot of my peers, they normally go straight to streaming. That's their thought process, you know, but, you know, the Lord led us a different way.
Right.
This time. So hopefully I can inspire, you know, more women, more filmmakers across the board, independent, to actually, you know, submit their film, you know, for theatrical, you know, as well. Because we, as I stated before, we need to see more Black films in theaters.
Yeah, I'm glad we tapped on that a little bit, because I said to myself, I said, it seems like Black women are just going straight to streaming instead of theaters. So thank you for confirming that on that aspect. And, you know, so now we revamp it. We go into theaters and we're putting butts in seats, taking them off the couch. All right, one more time, just let them know where they can connect with you and get the tickets.
At Tamara Hill Rice on Instagram or TikTok or any social media platform. And you can get the tickets at amctheaters.com.
Excellent. And like I said, always, once a key player, always a key player. So remember urbanbuzzmag.com as you continue to grow and prosper. And thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too.